From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. officials to head to Ukraine for a Malaysian plane investigation. The U.N. calls for an end to civilians' deaths in the Middle East. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says evidence indicates the Malaysia Airlines plane that crashed in eastern Ukraine Thursday was shot down by a surface-to-air missile launched from an area controlled by pro-Russian separatists. Speaking at the White House Friday, President Obama called the deaths of the 298 people aboard the plane an outrage of unspeakable proportions. He said at least one American was among the dead. The president said there has to be a credible international investigation into what happened.
I think it's very important for us to make sure that we don't get out ahead of the facts. And at this point, in terms of identifying specifically what individual or group of individuals or ordered the strike, how it came about, those are things that I think are still going to be subject to additional information that we're going to be gathering.
U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters Friday FBI officials and federal investigators are preparing to travel to assist in the investigation at the crash site.
We have offered assistance to the Ukrainian government, including personnel and resources from the NTSB and the FBI, which the Ukrainians have accepted. The NTSB will be sending at least one investigator to the Ukraine.
More on the story at voanews.com. U.S. President Barack Obama says he has told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that no nation should accept rockets being fired into its borders, as Israeli troops backed by tanks, aircraft, and Navy ships continued to advance into the Gaza Strip. Speaking at the White House Friday, the president told reporters he made clear during a phone conversation with Mr. Netanyahu that the understanding is that the ground operation will destroy tunnels that Hamas militants are using to attack Israel.
We are hopeful that Israel will continue to approach this process in a way that minimizes civilian casualties, and that all of us are working hard to return to the ceasefire that was reached in November of 2012.
Palestinian medics say at least 25 Gaza residents have died since the start of the ground offensive. In total, more than 265 Palestinians have died since July 8th, when Israel expanded its airstrikes in Gaza in what it said was an attempt to stop rocket fire into Israel. The United Nations says about 4 out of 5 of those killed have been civilians, including dozens of children. 2 Israelis have died. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an end to civilian casualties.
I urge Israel to do far more to stop civilian casualties. There can be no military solution to this.
Gunmen believed to be Boko Haram militants have raided a farming town in northeastern Nigeria, killing dozens of people and burning homes. Heather Murdoch has more for VOA from Abuja.
Residents say gunmen stormed the remote town of Damboa in southern Borno State around 5 a.m. Friday. The attack was one of several in the area over the past 2 weeks. Witnesses say by the time this one was over, half the buildings left standing after the last attack were burned down. The townspeople had little chance against the militants. Some villagers say their only weapons are sticks and locally made obsolete Dane guns. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.
UN human rights experts are expressing concern about the widespread violence and discrimination to which women in conflict-ridden Central African Republic and Syria are subjected. CAR and Syria are 2 of 8 countries examined by the UN Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women. Lisa Schlein in Geneva has a report.
Members of the committee say a 6-member delegation from the CAR's transitional government described the profound crisis into which the country was plunged. Committee member and rapporteur for the Central African Republic, Patricia Schultz, says it was surrealistic listening to this horrific litany of abuse.
But we took their presence there as a commitment of the transitional authorities to try and address the urgent needs of women and girls.
Schultz says the committee has urged the delegation to give priority to ending violence against women and impunity and to peace and security. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More on all these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.